Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
No, a $38 water bottle can't turn you into a #brave #boss. By Aaron Griffith. See this fancy pink water bottle I'm holding? Now watch as I bash my head in with it. This is not, I assume, what the makers of the $38 Beauty Essential intended. What they promised was glamour sipping like a boss. They wanted me to be brave. Maybe they even meant it, insofar as any millennial-focused direct-to-consumer startup knows I endure a daily torrent of push-notification-enabled psychic assaults and wishes to soothe me with aspirationally charged branding. Look, I'm all for self-care, but this glossy next-level shit, products that can't just be products anymore but instead must be mystical vehicles through which to attain some higher state, make me feel worse. What if there's a day I don't feel glamorous or brave? Suddenly, I'm not even living up to my water bottle's expectations, and it goes way deeper. Suitcases, sheets, contacts, vitamins, birth control. There's no mundanity safe from the impulses of startups catering to their favorite demographics' vanity, sense of entitlement, and love of Helvetica. Even generic Viagra, sold by Hims, aims to restore agency. You deserve to have an erection when you want one. Got that, penises? You're not the boss. Actually, nobody wants stories attached to basic needs. When every item on my shopping list has its own insta-perfect personality, I suffer an embarrassment of empowerments. The spiral of self-hatred deepens until even my toothbrush is mocking me. But, okay, yeah, that shiny handle is just so #goals. Read more by following these links in the original article. There's a startup making Viagra for millennials, and it's worth $200 million. Stop with the millennial niche news sites already. Meet Chrysler's Portal concept minivan for millennials.